Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The jury is set in the second Karen Reed trial. Kennedy's never been on a jury. Producer Dan's never been on a jury. I've never been on a jury. The last time I got called for jury duty, I got called up by the judge when she saw, you know, what I did for a living, because you have to put it on there, obviously. And she started asking me questions like, you know, what do you do? And I explained it. And she's like, well, could you not talk about this on your show? And I was like, no, we talk about everything in our lives. She's like, no, let me rephrase that.
So you clearly did not want to be on that jury.
I wanted to be on it.
Then why would you say something like that?
I was just being honest in my quick answer. I was like, yeah, I want to talk about what's going on in my life. I won't talk about the specifics of the trial, I guess. I didn't understand.
I guess. I don't know what being a jury is. Am I not allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, that's why you're not on a jury.
Oh, my God.
Probably so.
No, 100%.
She's like the mouth on that guy.
Yeah. Chatty Cathy over there. She's like, you're dismissed, sir. Have a great day.
That's why no one tells you secrets.
Amy from Plymouth sat on a jury. What was the case about?
The case was an eminent domain case in the city of Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this was, it was a long time ago. I was actually just barely 18. I was probably 2 months past my 18th birthday, and I thought it was great. I had a great experience. It was 2 days long, and we took a field trip to go see the site that they were taking away from this restaurant owner. It's his restaurant. And I remember he was an Italian immigrant. The city wanted to give him barely, you know, a very small amount that would just cover the building. And they said, it's not about losing his business. And we as a jury said, of course it's about losing his business. And we gave him like four times as much as what the city wanted to give.
Let's go.
When that the people good. Speak.
That's awesome.
Stick it to big government. Hell yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Amy.
That's
great.
Cool.
Yeah, that is super cool. When you can, you know,
right
an injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Bob is from Maynard, and you sat on a jury for 3 days right before Christmas, which has just got to be great.
Yeah, it was an experience. As soon as we were all picked, we went up the elevator, and all the ladies were crying and going, "I got so much to do. I don't have time for this."
Oh no!
but it was. I'll tell you, once you're out of the, I should win the lottery as many times as I've been picked to go on a jury. I was only picked once. You know, once you get out of the cattle call room, and they separate you, put you up in the elevator, put you in the courtroom, and it's all different. They treat you like royalty, I'll tell you. And this was a breaking and entering case, and I got picked as an alternate. I was really upset about that. But, you know, you just go with the flow. And every time we went in to see the judge to ask questions, we would. But ultimately, the guy that was accused, his lawyer was not, you know, serving him well. And he was convicted. And I guess he went to jail for a year. But what really struck me was once we, you know, they put us down the back elevator so we wouldn't be disturbed by anybody. And And we met in front of the courthouse, which we wished each other well. And we all went our separate separate ways, and we never saw each other again. And I said, this is how justice is served, and the system works. It really does work. We all came together, made the decision as to how this situation should be handled, and we all went our separate ways.
Wonderful. I want a story where you fought in the back. Come on, people.
I could listen to Bob explain our justice and our legal system all day. Cynthia's from Bellingham. Good morning. You were the forewoman, correct?
I was. I was about, this is in the early 90s, and I was about 23. And I got selected as a forewoman on a civil murder case in Worcester.
And was there any drama? Kennedy wants to know about the drama.
I mean, I love that you all work together, and I love that you damn the man and you got the people what they needed. But I really want to know about the one guy that was holding out in the back because he was an idiot and didn't understand what words meant.
and we kind of had that. It was, you know, again, I was young, and you know, to kind of try to gather all these people together, and there was two people on the jury that just you know, were a little difficult and a little strong-minded. And I remember at one point I had to go to the judge, you know, because, you know, jurors, we had to add a question. So I had to go up and ask a question just by myself in front of the judge. And she kind of gave me this look like, why are you asking me this? And I'm like, this is just...
Because there's a moron in the back that we're fighting with, judge. That's what I would have said. Which is why I'm not allowed to be on a jury.
So, but it was really interesting. It lasted about a week, and it was civil. So with the civil, it's more likely than not.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. This happened as opposed to, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt.
So then with civil, that means there was no jail time on the line, but just like damages?
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. So, and you just have to have majority rules, not, you know, everybody.
Wow. How'd it turn out?
She was found guilty of planning to murder her husband. So, actually, it was hiring somebody to murder
her.
Hiring
a hitman? Oh, you buried the lead, Cynthia. Wow. Okay,
lead with hitman plot when you tell the story.
Thank you for your service.
All right, thank you, Cynthia.
Always lead with hitman plot.
Do you want to take some more, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Do we have time?
Not right now.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, do you want to take
100%.
Some more? 100%. All right. 617-655-1234. Did you sit on a jury? But specifically, Kennedy is asking, please, we need the drama in the back room.
That's what I wanted.
Or if the case was interesting. Hitman
like,
plot.
Like
has
a
my
hitman
attention.
Plot. 617-655-1234. That's next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.